run your days on the night of the bottom. Tanur Rabbanan, Loshin Yama Nichnis Lechotzer, Ein Mamalim Einan of a Shabbos, Elen Ken Yesh Lo Mechitzer Gavoa Asara Tvachi. Yeah, the picture is 97. You have a sea that opens into a chotzer, and the Pesach of the chotzer is more than 10 amos, so these sides are irrelevant. Once it's more than 10 amos, it's considered niftach b'miluo, nifras b'miluo to this carmelis, and therefore you can't fill up water from the chotzer, from the water that's in the chotzer, and bring it into the house. If you're bringing from a carmelis into a Rishus HaYachid. But if you make a mechitza 10 amas high, a 10 tvachim high, and close up the opening that it's less than 10 amas, so then, what's it called, that's okay. It's only if the opening is more than 10 amas. Aval asara ain't sorech klum. But if it's 10 amas or less, then you don't need any other tikkun, and you can fill up water there. Ain't sorech klum. Memali hu delo memalina, hotzutule metaltalina. Mashma, that if it's more than 10 amas, that you can't fill up water from here to bring it into the house. But you can carry in the chotzer. Why should you be able to carry in the chotzer? The chotzer itself is a carmelis. Right? It's not only a problem of filling up water and bringing it into the house. It's a problem of carrying in the chotzer b'chlap. The chotzer is open totally into a carmelis. Right? And just like it would be open to Rishus HaRav, you wouldn't be allowed to carry in the chotzer. Why are you allowed to carry in the chotzer? Rashi. The wall is broken down and the sea flows into the chotzer. Right, because it will be open without any, what's it called, sides, then it will be also even less than 10 amas. If it's nifrats b'miluo. Right? But so it wasn't nifrats b'miluo. There were sides here, shown in the picture, but the sides are irrelevant if it's more than 10 amas. But if it's less than 10 amas, then the fact that it has two sides is okay.
Would it say that by water, probably water more makel?
Yeah, but we're going to get to what's it called? Yeah, but they were what's it called? They're only makel that you only need one lechi or something like that, but not makel that you need anything. Elim Kane, asu mechitza ligdor pirtzes kos lachotzer ad asor, unless you made a mechitza to close off the opening. Till it was 10 or less. Aval asora ain't sorech klum, shor yeshir mikana mikana. But if it's 10, you don't need anything else because there's a shear of the ksolim on both sides. They count like a lech. Right? But the shiloh is only if you need two lechis or one lechi or whatever. Right? It's more kuladik than a normal case. But you need something. Right? Okay. It's more than 10 amas. There's nothing. There's no tikkun at all. You can't fill up water and bring it into your house because you bring it from a carmelis into a shayotin. Mashma, that the only thing you can't do is bring the water into your house. But to carry in the chotzer itself would be okay. Milua over here doesn't mean there's no size. There is size, but the size are irrelevant because it's what's it called? It's more than 10 amas. Where it says, "Hachem ayaskin on the isle gedudei." Rashi, isle gedudei, mashenisha min apirtza begova asora, aval hayam kisoru. So Rashi says, "Isle gedudei" is picture number 98. Underneath the yam, there's still 10 tvachim of wall, but it's covered by the water. So therefore, this wall, even though it's covered by the water, is considered a wall. So it's mamish considered like this thing is closed up completely. And therefore, you're allowed to carry in the chotzer. So lechor, then why can't you be mamali and bring it into the house? Because you're afraid that you won't know the difference between where the wall is. And you'll end up taking from this water outside the wall and bringing it inside. That seems what Rashi means. And therefore, you can't be mamali even from the yam inside the chotzer, because we're afraid you'll be mamali from the yam outside. But in the chaser itself, to be metaltal, we're not afraid that you're going to go beyond that point. Okay. So that's the case. Amar of Yehuda, Mavui shalom nishtatfu bo hichshiro belechi. Mavui, that they weren't mishtatif in the mavui. We said that beside from having the right mechitzas, you have to make shituf mavuos. That everybody has to get together and chip in to food together. And that way, the common areas in the mavui, right, are mixed together, or the houses are mixed together just like the common areas. Otherwise, we're afraid that it looks like you're carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin, because the Mavui itself is owned by a lot of people. And the houses and Chatzeros are owned only by individuals, or a few individuals. And everybody has a Rishus in the Mavui. So if you carry from your house, or from the Chatzer, into the Mavui, even though it's all one Rishus HaYochid, after you have the Mechitzas put up properly, with the Lechi and with everything, right, we're afraid that people are going to think that you're allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin, because this is my personal Rishus, and this is a common Rishus. And they're going to think that Rabbi Min Yochid has to do with ownership. So therefore, you have to make the ownership equal. So we all get together, and we, what's it called, we are mishtatef in food, and it's left in one chotzer in the Mavui, and that way, everybody's Rishus is mixed together. So it's not that the Mavui is a different Rishus than my personal house, because my personal house is also mixed in with everybody else. So we're all mixed together. So it says that a Mavui, that was, they were not Mishtatef, the Hechshir is a Lechi. Hechshiro b'lechi, so if you were Machshir b'lechi, if you put up a Lechi in that Mavui, okay, Hazorik v'tocho chayiv. So if you throw into that Mavui, you're chayiv achatas. Okay, even though they weren't Mishtatef, in other words, you can't carry in that Mavui, but it's a real Rishus HaYochid. And therefore you're chayiv. Hechshiro b'korah, but if they were machshir, that mavui with a korah, hazorik v'tocho potter, then it's not a real Rishus HaYochid. Okay. So Mora says, maskif lor of sheish is time below nishtatfu bo. Ha nishtatfu bo afilu hefshiru b'korah nomi chayiv. It's maskif from here that the difference is whether you're mishtatif or not. Right? So, how could it be, if you weren't mishtatif and you fixed it up with a korah, then it's not a Rishus HaYochid. If you're a mishtatif, then it becomes Rishus HaYochid. What does the shituf have to do with the chiyuv haTorah of carrying from Rishus HaRabin to Rishus HaYochid, throwing from Rishus HaRabin to Rishus HaYochid? The chikikar zu also Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaRabin? Just because you made a shituf, shituf is a totally dindur abon, has nothing to do with the mechitzas. Has nothing to do with the rishuyas, whether you're chayiv achatis or not, carrying for Rishus HaYochid. It's only a dindur abon that people shouldn't make this mistake to think that Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabin have to do with ownership. Vatanya, Chatzero Shal Rabin, Umevoal She'enam Mefulashin, Bein Irvu, Bein Lo Irvu, Hazorik Utof and Chayiv. Right? It doesn't make a difference who the ownership is. You have a Mavui that belongs to the Rabin. It's still a Rishus HaYochid, if it has the right Mechitzes. And if some place belongs to a Yochid and it doesn't have the right Mechitzes, then it's Rishus HaRabin. So, or at least it's a Karbalist. So, what is the fact that you were Mishtatif or not Mishtatif have to do with whether you're Chai V'chatas if you carry it to that Rishus or not? Or throw it to that Rishus. Hechshiro b'lechi, kikno b'lechi, if you were machshir this mavui with a lechi, hazorik v'tochom Rishus HaRabim chayiv. That if you throw something Rishus HaRabim into that mavui that has a lechi, chayiv. Because a lechi mishum mechitza, because a lechi forms a full mechitza. Hechshiro b'korah, hazorik v'tochom potter. The korah mishum heker. Ukesover arba mechitzos d'oraisa, bein lekula bein lechumra. So this is what we think now. That if you're machshir it with a korah, the korah is not a mechitza. So you only have three mechitzas. You have three sides of the mavi that are closed. The fourth side's open. You put a korah on the top. The korah doesn't have a din of a mechitza. The korah is purely heker. And this tana holds that in order to be a Rishus HaYochid, it has to have four mechitzas. Four valid mechitzas. Until it has four mechitzas, not a Rishus HaYochid. Chaser Sorabim, Shepsuchim Batim Harbe Lechotzer, ואושרים בני הבתים זה על זה, שאין יכולים להוציא מן הבתים לחוצר, ולא עירוב, מפני שהבית רשות מיוחדת לו, וחוצר רשות כדירו, מושל בו. ונמצא מוצאים רשות לרשות, ורבון עם גוזר שלו להוציא מרשות היוחד, לרשות היוחד, גזירו דילמה עושי להפוק עם רשות היוחד של הרבים. If you have a חצרו של רבים, which many people own the chotzer in partnership, and they own their own house individually. So you can't carry from the house into the chotzer, because it looks like you're carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabi, in Rishus meaning ownership-wise. But in the chotzer itself, you're allowed to carry, because that everybody has the same ownership. So, and the chotzer is a full-fledged Rishus HaYochid. So what's this Bryce talking about? What's Rav Yehuda talking about? What's a mavui? What's the difference to make if you weren't mishtatef and you were mashur with a lechi or you're mashur with a kora? Mashur, if you weren't mishtatef, then it's Rishus HaYochid according to everybody. What's the shituf make a difference? Ella iitmer hachi iitmer. If Rav Yehuda said it, he said it like this. Om Rav Yehuda, Mavui she'eino roi l'shituf. A Mavui that's not fit to be mishtatif, meaning Rashi, mefulish. It's a Mavui mefulish. So it's opened on both ends to Rishus HaRabim. So it only has two mechitzas. Okay? So it's not roi to mishtatif anyway. But you put up a lechi on one of the ends. Okay? So, Yechshiru b'lechi, Hazorah g'tov ho'chayim, because there's three mechitzas. If you put up a lechi, and the Mishnah Berurah holds that it doesn't make a difference over here what the two mechitzas are. The two mechitzas can be one opposite the other, so it's opened the foolish, what's it called, from one end to the other, or the two mechitzas can be in an L, so it's opened on the third side and fourth side, completely open. Either way, if you put up a lechi, right, it's Rishus HaYochid. If you didn't put up a lechi, the Mishnah Berurah holds, in both of those cases, it's not Rishus HaYochid, only have two mechitzas. The Chazal Nish holds that you don't have to put a lechi if it's an L. An L, you consider the walls go on a slant, on a diagonal. And it's not mefulish totally to Rishus HaRabim. Because anything within the walls of the L is not mefulish to Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, two mechitzas in an L, even without a lechi, is Rishus HaYochid, according to the Chazon Ish. According to Mishnah Berurah, two mechitzas, whether it's in an L or parallel, need a lechi to make it Rishus HaYochid. But the lechi is considered a mechitza, min haTorah, and it makes it Rishus HaYochid. Hechsheru bekora, but if you put a kora from wall to wall, even though what's going to be foolish, Rishus HaRabim, Hazorah Gatocha Potter, then you're Potter. Because a kora doesn't have a din of a mechitza, and it's talking over here with a kora of a tefach. It's only a tefach. With a kora tefach, you don't say Pitikra Yori Disosi. In order to say Pitikra Yori Disosi, you need four tochim. But if you had a kora of four tochim, the Rashba says, I think the Rashba says that for sure it's a mechitza. That's a bona fide mechitza, Pitikra Yori Vesose. And a Korah of four tefachim would make two mechitzas, three mechitzas. And it'd be Rishus HaYochid. But a Korah of a tefach, regular Korah, which is only has to be a tefach, there it's not a din of mechitza, it's only a din of heker. You only have two mechitzas is not Rishus HaYochid. Where it says, Amakas Savar, Lechi Mishum Mechitza, the Korah Mishum Heker. You see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a lechi has a din of a mechitza. So if you put a lechi by two mechitzas where it's mefulish, it has a din of three mechitzas min haTorah. Midrabban, it's not going to be enough. So the Rambam holds differently. This is where Rashi learns. So you have two mechitzas plus a lechi is three mechitzas min haTorah. It's a Rishus HaYochid min haTorah, and you're chayiv to carry there. You wouldn't be allowed to carry there because it's what you call midrabban. It's awesome. Because with Rabban, you need three mechitzas plus a lechi. But in HaTorah, two mechitzas plus a lechi is enough. But Korah is a heker, and therefore you only have two mechitzas plus a heker. That's not the Rishus HaYochid. Rashi. Shein oroy the shitut mefulish. Lechi mishum mechitzah, kesomer shlosha mechitzahs deraisa. Those are three mechitzahs on Minat Torah, and two mechitzahs plus a lechi is three mechitzahs. Hazorik l'movli, am a lechi mishum mechitzah. Okay, let's go on. The Rava Omar, Rava argues on Rav Yehuda. Rava said, echad zeh mishum heker. Both of them are only a heker. And therefore, if you have two mechitzahs with a korah, or two mechitzas with a lechi, it's not a Rishus HaYachid. And if you throw something from Rishus HaRab into that, you're a potter. Okay. Eistei Rebbe Yaakov, Ratzi Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. Eistei Rebbe Yaakov Bar Abba L'Rava. So Rava holds that a lechi and a korah are both a heker, and therefore it doesn't add any mechitza. If you have two mechitzas, a lechi or a korah doesn't make it the three mechitzas. So it's not a Rishus HaYochid. So they asked, Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Abba asked Rav, Hazorik l'mavui. If you throw something into a mavui from Rishus HaRabbi, Yesh lo lechi chayiv, ein lo lechi potter. If it has a lechi, then you're chayiv. Doesn't have a lechi, you're potter. Right now we think this is a mavui mefulish. Therefore it only has two mechitzas. If it has a lechi, then the lechi is a mechitza, and it adds a third mechitza. Where is hachikomer? Einot tzarech el lechi. If it only needs a lechi, meaning it's not mefulish. It's a three-sided mavli, which it's mutter to carry in it if you put a lechi. So if it's a mavli that has three mechitzas, and only needs a lechi to be materit to carry, then even if you don't put up a lechi, if you throw something into those three mechitzas, you're chayim. Because he holds, what's it called, three mechitzas is a Rishus HaYochid Deraisa. You only need three mechitzas. And, lechi is irrelevant. The lechi is only relevant to me, matter to carry with the Rabbanan there. But in our Torah, even without the lechi, it's a Rishus HaYochid. And the lechi doesn't make it more of a Rishus HaYochid if it wouldn't have been Rishus HaYochid, because Rava holds a lechi is only a heker. Okay. A lechi, the davar acher, hazorik l'tocho potter. But if you need more than a lechi to be matir this mavul, you need a delis, you need a tzuras ha-pesach, it's mefulish. And then you put up a lechi, you still only have two mechitzas. And two mechitzas is not a Rishus HaYochid. Rashi. Eino tzorich el lechi. Sheino mefulish, it's not mefulish. Then chayiv, yafagav the lesli lechi. Then even if you didn't put up the lechi, you're chayiv. The Sholosh Mechitzas, the Oraisa. Because he holds that three Mechitzas are already a Rosh Hashanah in the Torah. Okay. Eishtei. New question. Yes, Ra'akein Om Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said a bigger case. His first case is where you have a walkway or a bridge between two houses opposite each other. In Rishus HaRabim, the crosses of Rishus HaRabim. So under that bridge is, you say, Pitikra Yori Vesosiv on both sides as a din of Rishus HaYachid. More than that, if you have two houses on opposite sides of Rishus HaRabim, Vishnei Tzile Rishus HaRabim, also Lecha Mikad, the Lechi Mikad, O Kora Mikad, the Kora Mikad, the Nosi, the Nosi Bemtsa, two Mechitzas, with a Lechi or a Kora, Rabbi Yehuda all you can carry. So they said to him, you can't make an Erev on Rishus HaRabim like that. That you can't carry there. Okay? So Lechara, what's the Raya? Lechara, Rabbi Yehuda holds two Mechitzes, but we hold like the Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan just said, you can't be Ma'arev Rishus HaRabim. Mashma Amavui, that's Mefulish. You could be Ma'arev like that. Meaning that Minat Torah has to be Rishus HaYachid. Because if it wouldn't be Rishus HaYachid, the Rabbanan wouldn't be matir you to carry in a Rishus HaRabim. So even the Rabbanan hold, in a mavui mefulish, all you need is a lechi or a korah. Even though it's only two mechitzas. Vice versa, even the Rabbanan hold that a lechi or a korah is a din of a mechitza. Because it makes it three mechitzas. Rashi. Yes, okay. Le'el mine arib abona ali al gabishnei batim perikol gogas. We've done this already. The first case was where you have a bridge or a walkway between two houses, and the, underneath that area, Rabbi Yehuda holds Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because you say Pitikra on both sides. Lechi mikad, alma lechi mishum mechitza. Vafilu rabbanan lo pligi alei, ele mishus harabin, ava mamavi mefulish lo. That's how Rashi learns. Right? It says, ain ma'arvin is mishus harabin mekad. Mash mamavi mefulish, you could be ma'arvin, and you could carry there. Only because there's a lechi or a korah. And two mechitzas make three mechitzas. In a regular mishus harabin, the rabbanan hold that you wouldn't be able to carry just with a lechi or a korah. You need a tzuras ha-pesach or a delis or whatever. But in a mavi mefulish, min ha-Torah, two mechitzes plus a lechi or a korah are rishus ha-yachid, and in a mavi mefulish, the rabbanim weren't kosher. Shtei mechitzos, shel shnei batim levad ha-lechayayim. The ha-lechayayim, what do you get? Where it says, ha-sam, the sover of Yehuda, shtei mechitzos deraisa. Now, over there, of Yehuda holds that two mechitzos are deraisa. The mela, the lechi of the korah, is what's called irrelevant. The lechi of the korah is only a heker. But min haTorah, even without a lechi in a korah, two mechitzos is the rice. Shtei mechitzos, Rashi says, shos shnei batim levad halichoyai. If you have the two mechitzos of the two houses opposite each other, that creates rishus hayochid, even without the lechi. The komatzik Rabbi Yehuda mishum heker bi'alma. The lechis is only as a heck, it's only din d'rabbana. Min haTorah, the two facing houses created Rishus HaYachid. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Mavui she'arko kirechavo, a Mavui that's square, eino nitter b'lechi mashu. So a Mavui that's square has a din of a chatzah. Because since its dimensions are equal, the Rashba says people, what's it called, do more private things there. It's a smaller area. And therefore, the lechi won't help. You need pasim to be matri. Lechi mashu not. You need either two pasim, like we said before, or one pas that's four tochim. Omer Avchia Barashi, Omar Rav, Mavi she'arko kirechavo, eino nitr b'korah tefach. It's not mutter with a korah either, it's a tefach. And here also the medani. Only a korah tefach is matter. But if you have a korah that's four tefachim, then for sure it's matter because it's, you say, pitikra yori v'sose. That's a real bona fide mechitza. A korah that's four tefachim. Omar Rav Zeira, kama mechuvanon shmais of the savi. Right? The din that you said is very mechuvan. Kivan de arko kirachvo habidei chotzer. Since it's square, a square mavui has a din of a chotzer. The chotzer ain't only teres belechi the korah el of a pas arba. We already learned. I'll explain why. Because a chotzer is more private, and therefore when it's open, it looks more open. So you need to close it more for people to feel that it's a rishus hayachid. A mavui anyway is open. So when it's opened a little bit, people don't see it as being opened up. And therefore, it needs to be opened more or closed less to be considered closed. Om Reb Zera, Ikashali Hakashali. Reb Zera said, "L'maisa v'kasha this memra. L'havi hai lechi kepas mashu v'nishtere. L'chora, why can't the lechi be considered a pas? And be matter with the pas?" It's only one side. You need four tochim. Either you need two mashahus or one pas of arba. So the lechi can't be a pas because it's only on one side and it's not four. Omer Rav Nachman, Naktin and Ezum Mavui Shenitur Velechi Lekora. What is the dimensions of a mavui that a lechi or a korah will help? It has a din of a mavui. It has to be longer than wide. The size is open. Okay, has to be narrower than the length of the mavui that's closed. And it has to have houses and courtyards, yards opened into it. See, one second, how many? What's a chotzer that is not mutter with a lechi yekor? It needs pasif. One, four tvachim, or two, even a mashu. Elav pasar bo, koshim rubas. It has to be, what's it called, if it's square. It's not longer than, what's it called. And we'll see in a second, there's a big machlokas over here. What other conditions you need for it to be a chotzer? Besides square, there are other conditions. Versus merubas in agulavo, if it's round, right, it also can't be a chotzer, right, only if it's square. Hachi cover, no, it doesn't mean round or square if it has edges or not, angles or not, right. Means like this, e arka yesra rachba, if its length is bigger than its width, havi le mavi belecha vikorasagi. The lo havi la, but if it doesn't have a length bigger than the width, no matter what, if it's round or it's square, but it doesn't have a length that's bigger than the width, then it's a chotzer, havi le chotzer. The kama, sovar Shmuel a meimer, adi ika pishnayim birachava. How much does it have to be the length more than the width? Anything, Rav Shmuel thought to say, anything where the length isn't twice the width is called the length equal to the width. That's called square. Omer le Rav, hachi omer chavivi, afilo mashu. No. As long as it's not square, it's a rectangle, any amount of rectangle has a din of a mavi.
What difference of shape
it is? Well, because the, what's it called? The pashtus, the difference is that the square mavuos, right, were made in such a way that they're more private. That's what the Rashba says. I have to say such a thing. And then when they made it long or whatever, then there were more houses and people did, what's it called, more things there. It wasn't so tzadua. See, Rashi, the way Rashi learns, not so problem, because you need the other tonight too. In order to be a mavli, in addition to the fact that it's what's it called, not square, it has to have batim and chatseros opened into it. But if it doesn't have batim and chatseros, even if it's a rectangle, it's a chotzer. That you can understand. It's more tzadua, there's less people there, whatever. You need to close it up more. Hashem came, I think the right, the Rashba also holds like that, that the it doesn't make a difference, Mavui or Chatzeros, the dimensions make a difference. And even if there are Chatzeros and Batim open up, but if it's square, it's still a Chatz. So it's not, it depends on if there's Batim or Chatzeros. Okay. See Rashi. Belechi Mashu. Yeah, the lechi mashal, the pasar bo kechotzer. It's not enough with a lechi. It needs a pas of four tefachim, if it's only one of them. The kora tefach kishar mavui, right? Or a kora tefach also is not enough. Umara merchada, mara merchada, v'lo pligi. Either of them is only a heck. Won't help because it's a chotzer. It's not a mavui. And you need more in a chotzer, but a kora of arba tefachim would help in a chotzer. Kama mechuvanim l'sayin hu boy came to help. And to say that I agree with you. Ubatim v'chatzeros, shtei chatzeros, psuchos v'tocho, ubayis pasuach l'chol chatzer. Shekein hayu dirosei, l'fnei kol bayis hayu chatzer. So Rashi learns there have to be two chatzeros open into the mavui, and at least one house open into each chatzer. Others learn that you need two chatzeros and two houses in each chatzer. Batim v'chatzeros means two houses into one chotzer and two houses into another chotzer. And the Rashi says one house in each chotzer is enough. Agulos lo, bit miyot. Mishun da gulahi, mishdari belechi mashu. Just because it's round is going to make a difference. The ilo havi lo chotzer, boy pass. If it's square, then it's a chotzer. And it needs a pass. Mahay merubas, lav lemutei agula. Square doesn't mean to exclude a round. El lemutei arka yesra rachba, only where the length is more than the width. The kama yehi arka yoser, the nafkala bidin chotzer, mishtar yevalechi mashu, Adikapishnai. Hoil the Khatra Haisa, well Nafka Midina Adikapishnai. Since it originally was a Khatr, it's not gonna go out of the Torah's Khatr, right? Not be considered square until it's mavish twice as much. That's what Shmuel held. And Rav said, no, Chadidi, Rabchia. Rabchia was called Chadidi, it was his uncle. Shu Achi Avi, the Imo Sharat. Chadidi is a kibli for an uncle. My uncle, Rabchia, and what's it called? Rabchia was the brother of the mother and the father of Zimsachim, of Rav, and it's a Sanhedrin also. So it was his uncle. It was Rav's uncle. His father and mother's brother. It was his uncle from his father and mother's side, and his, what's it called? They all had different parents, so it wasn't incest over there. Okay, just a few things here, and then we'll. First of all, okay, Rashi holds, like we said, that two mechitzas. And a lechi is a reshus hayochid d'oraisa. We said already what the machlokas between the bir alocha and the chazonish. The Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam hold that davka. It's talking over here about a mavi mafulas that you put up a delis. When the Gemara says mavi mafulas, it's not talking about two mechitzas with a lechi. It's talking about two mechitzas with a delis, so it's three mechitzas with a lechi. So you need really four mechitzas to be Rishus HaYochid. The Rambam holds like that too. In order to be Rishus HaYochid Deraisa, you need four mechitzas. Three regular ones, and then the fourth one can be a lech. Okay. He said already Korah. Rashi holds, like we said, you need two chatzeros, and each chatzer only needs one bias to be considered a mavli. And Tosfos holds, you need two batim for every chatzer. It's only a mavui that has two chatzeros, and into each chatzer two houses are opened up. And the Rambam holds one chatzer and one bais. Batim and chatzeros doesn't mean into each mavui. It means in general. You need houses and chatzeros. But it's enough one house and one chatzer to be considered a mavui. And the Rishonim, the Chazonish, says, based on a Truma Sadeshin, that our chatzeros, our houses and chatzeros and our alleyways are not considered a mavli b'chlal. They all have a din of chatzer. Because they're not mutter with a lechi or a kor or whatever. Because our chatzeros are not, don't have for a dira. They don't use them really as a chatzer. So they don't have batim and chatzeros because our chatzeros don't have a din of a chatzer. So the Chazonish holds. And we said already the reason why batim v'chatzeros is because then there's more tashmish, and it's what's it called, therefore people don't consider it opened, even if it's opened a little bit. But when don't have that kind of, people only do tsanua things there, there's no batim v'chatzeros opened into it, then it's a regular chatzer, and a regular chatzer people do very private things, and if it's opened even a little bit, people consider it open. Tosis holds, the only difference between a chatzar and a mavui is dependent on the size. You can have a chatzar that also has what's it called, batim open, a lot of batim open, or other chatzeres open to it. If it's square, it's a chatzar. If it's rectangular, it's a mavui. The Rashba holds that if it doesn't have batim and chatzeres open into it, it's a chatzar no matter what. It's only in a mavui where you have batim and chatzeres. Then it makes a difference if it's square or it's rectangular. But in a chatzer, it doesn't make a difference if it's square, rectangular, as long as there's no batim v'chatzeros open into it, as a din of a chatzer. Fila Rashba Svara, it's very good. Because if there's no batim v'chatzeros, it's a very private place. So it doesn't make a difference what the dimensions is, square, rectangular. Where it's not such a private place, normally it'd be mutter. If it's square, there they said, since the dimensions are exactly a square, then most of the time that's a very small place. They don't usually make a square. It's a long alley, has a lot of people being mishtamish. But a square one usually was more sandua, and therefore it had a din of a chatzah.